Here we go on the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with the EFL Trophy. Manchester United greats Gary Neville and Ryan Giggs were in attendance as their former sides under-21s thrashed the club they co-owned 6-0 in the EFL Trophy. It was a huge statement from the United youth team as they took on Salford's first side in an EFL Trophy clash, but were put to the sword. And EFL, of course, fans will be quite impressed with the United youngsters who look set for a really, really bright future. One player that was once a youngster at Manchester United is Josh King, and reports claim that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is keen to pursue a deal for him. The club are yet to decide whether to back him or not. He was touted to join up with his fellow Norwegian back in January after United had missed out on top target Erling Haaland. Moving on to Odion Ighalo, who went on to loan him until January 2021. After a hot start to life back in England, concerns have quickly grown about Ighalo and Solskjaer's faith in him. King, of course, a formerly academy product, has got 1 year left on his Bournemouth deal, could come a bit cheaper than other options, and Solskjaer believes it'll be a great option to the squad. Into other news, and Manchester United are still continuing negotiations with Borussia Dortmund over a blockbuster deal for Jadon Sancho. They remain confident of being able to get a deal over the line. The Red Devils recently made a breakthrough with Sancho and his agents, finding agreements over the personal terms and the fees owed to any agents. Dortmund previously this summer had said he's going nowhere in the next 12 months, but United are still pushing for a deal, hoping they can get it done by the end of October's deadline. And boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says he's considering giving promising young defender Tedem Mengi a chance in the first team. Speaking to Radio 5 Live, he said he's got something special and he could exploit it in the coming seasons. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.